All right, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. This is our show for a Thursday, right? Or is it Wednesday? It's for May 1st, it's Wednesday. May 1st, Wednesday, 2019. And we have another encore show, and let me explain. I got a call back for a commercial session, a commercial audition that I have to do early tomorrow morning. And because of my shit sleep habits, I need to do this tonight and then go in and do the commercial session tomorrow and then get tomorrow's show back up to speed with new shows. And I even have a Kenny Slag show that I've written, which I don't want to do tonight because it's going to take too long to edit. So that's that. So we're just taking the two encore shows and cramming them together this week is what we're doing Tuesday and Wednesday instead of Tuesday and Thursday. But this is going to be a cool encore show because this is the very first Sunday Elcott. If anybody been with us long enough, I know Paul Dentino, who's a big Elcott fan, actually requested this. And we did Elcott every Sunday for a while. I don't know how many consecutive Sundays we did Elcott, though, but he did a Sunday morning service live at 9 a.m. For a number of weeks, and this was the first one. And this is from 2016. So we're going back 3 years for this one. On May 1st, it was a Sunday, for this Elcott, The Next Step. I have no idea what is in it. I do know that Elcott, like Kenny Slag, is obviously, it's completely improvised, but it goes into really weird fucking places. What do we do around here that doesn't go into weird places? But Elcott goes into some pretty dark places, too. Violence, torture. Elcott goes into, sex, graphic sex, bestiality, there was a time, I think this might be one of the shows when Elcott was in a gang war with another guru, or Elcott The Next Step was in some kind of a gang turf war against some guru in Cleveland. They were opening up an Elcott franchise in Cleveland, and there was some Hindu guru who had already opened up a place in Cleveland on the waterfront there. And there was violence. There was gang violence. So, so it goes, man. I got a call back. This is really good news, because I've been trying to get the voiceover shit going for a while now. And believe it or not, it's really competitive, but this is super competitive, man. And going in, I got to tell you about this. I was almost going to take a picture of it, but I couldn't do it surreptitiously enough. The audition for this was on Monday or Tuesday. It was on Monday. And I went to a place on La Brea where they were auditioning actors for this voiceover and on camera. And I was auditioning for the voiceover. Well, this place turned out to be, and this is the way it is in the commercial world. If you go in and you audition for a TV show or a movie or something, it's you and maybe you'll see two or three other actors there, or maybe you won't see anybody. Maybe it's just your call time is to go in and to audition. But in the commercial world, there's always lots of people. And I walked in, and it was like a huge bus station. I'm telling you, there were benches like a bus station. And there must have been at least 100 people. And there were children, and there were adults. And some of the people were auditioning for these offices. They were at one end, and they were doing kid commercials, and the other end it was something else. And there were three or four different auditions happening. And I walked in and I signed in. I said, I'm here for Carl, this commercial. And she goes, one and two. Doors one and two. I went over there. And then I looked around at me. I looked around at me and I looked around me and I saw these people. And there was a guy in front of me who was, speaking of Wes Hurlford, the guy was, he wasn't 3 foot one. He was a little man, probably about 4'10" or something, he was a small guy. And I said to him, are you a SAG member? And he goes, yeah. And I said, you know that SAG only has 160,000 members nationally. I mean, Screen Actors Guild, which is what you have to be in to do any kind of camera work. I said, but look at all the people here, man. I mean, do you think these are all union people? And he goes, oh yeah. This guy had a lot more experience than me. He goes, yeah. I said, what? Why are there so many people? He says, it's probably the demographic. He says, it's male. And he said, the local, the LA local has a lot of people in it. So I said, thank you. And I started feeling like a fucking complete idiot that I even asked him a dumb question like that. So this was a period. There must have been the guys that were auditioning for this. There must have been, I don't know, maybe 50 to 75 guys. And so the fact that I got a call back is a, it means that they liked you and they want to see you. Now, there's probably a bunch of other guys that got callbacks too. So it doesn't mean you got the job, but it means you made the cut for the next round of auditions that you're going to do. And I'm going to go in and obviously read with another actor who's going to be on camera, and I will be doing the voiceover. So it's pretty interesting, man. And when I went to this place, first of all, I'm using fucking GPS, and it's a good goddamn thing I leave early, because I got to where I thought I was going with a good 40 minutes before. So I sat in my car and I returned emails and I did a bunch of social media shit. And then I got out of my car and I walked down the street to what I thought was the address. And I looked up, I'm not on the fucking right street. I was one block over. I was in the wrong goddamn street. So I'm going to watch. Now I got, you know, like 15 minutes, which I'm not even sure where I'm going now. And I only got 15 minutes. So I get in my car. I flip it around down La Brea. Okay. I found a street, right street, and I found the address. Park my car. Get the old credit card out for the parking thing. Make my way across La Brea. And I get to this fucking edifice. And it's just glass from one end of the block to the other. Glass. Just this glass building. Find your way in. Good luck. And I'm like, how the fuck? So I went to, these doors were all closed, locked. What the fuck is this, man? And so I even called up my agent, my voiceover agent. I said, I'm at this place and I can't find my way in. And just as I was explaining this, I saw somebody coming out of a door that, aha, magically, and maybe I missed it because it was graffitied and shit. And I go, never mind. So I made my way in with actually plenty of time to spare, because when I walked in there, there were still a bunch of guys that had to go ahead of me. So I signed in and I, you know, good 20, 30 minutes later went in. So I felt good about it when I would, but you know, it's so competitive. There's so many people going for these jobs that, you know, you may have done the greatest goddamn audition in your mind in the world, and it doesn't mean you're going to get the gig. Says, when I got the call back today, I got it by way of email. I was a little bit surprised, because while I have, you know, confidence in my ability, like I said, there are a hell of a lot of actors there, and they're all goddamn good, you know. So anyway, that's what's going on, and I got to get to sleep, and I got to get up early and go in for this thing. So that's why we're doing this tonight on this, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. So this is an Elcott, the very first Sunday Elcott show that we ever did. And these Sunday Elcott shows were fun, but I guess they got to be a bit much, because I was getting up at, we're doing them live. I thought that, well, that would be kind of a cool thing. And I think you had to do them live because you were scheduling them for Sunday. But then as we found out from the Saturday cinema, as long as it drops on Saturday, and the Elcott probably, as long as it dropped on Sunday, would have been good. But we wanted it to be dropping on Sunday morning. And so the only way to do that without making people get out of bed and, you know, make my web guys and my, you know, people get out of bed and have to post shit. So, well, fuck, we'll just run it live. So that's what we did for several weeks. I don't know how long this lasted, but here is the first, the inaugural Elcott, the Next Step live show, May the 1st, 20. And if memory serves me, in 1 week's time, I was off to Big Sur for a week vacation, and we went to Big Sur in early May for a week. And when I say we, it was Lauren and I. And I remember thinking on that trip, well, I don't want to get into anything, but I remember thinking on that trip, you know, that we weren't, Lauren and I weren't exactly connecting. Which, you know, probably had a lot more to do with me than it did with her, you know, because I was in such a fucking mood in those days. I was still doing the Phil Hendry. Oh, that reminds me. May 25th, 9 p.m., UCB Sunset for you Los Angeles area BSPs. Be there, baby. It will be a Phil Hendry and Friends at Upright Citizens Brigade on Sunset, May 25th at 9. Please don't miss it. If you can make it, I mean, obviously, you know, you But it would be great to see you guys there. We're going to have special guests. We're going to be looking back and at some early video casts of mine back in the old Premiere Radio days and kind of taking them apart. There'll be a couple of monologues featuring a couple of characters and a puppet show. That's right, a goddamn puppet show. So it's going to be, about an hour, hour and 15 minutes, chuck full of whack, weird shit. I want to thank Hal Rudnick for basically producing. And Hal's a great guy, and he's a busy son of a bitch. He's getting married. He just got back from Japan promoting a couple of movies, like that's work. I'm kidding around, Hal, but I mean, come on, man. You got a free trip to Japan, and you're going, yeah, so the movie's really great. Anyway, and he is getting married. Congratulations, Hal, and he is helping me produce this show. So thank you, Hal. So it's May 25th, 9 p.m., UCB Sunset. That's the Upright Citizens Brigade on Sunset Boulevard. I don't know where it is, but we link it on our Twitter account. We link it on our Phil Hendry Show Twitter account. We link it on our Facebook fan page. And we're going to be linking it here on the Phil Hendry website. I can goddamn well guarantee you that. All right. So without further ado, here it is. From May 1st, 2016, it is the very first live and one of the only live Elcott's